Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we talk about economic development and how long does it take. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Senator John Lee of North Las Vegas. We'll be talking about happenings in the Senate Select Committee on Economic Development and Employment.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamak, Jill Derby, and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased, as always, to welcome back to the program State Senator John Lee, representing Clark County District 1.
Thank you,
Senator, you're on the committee, the Select Senate Committee for Economic Development and Employment, and one of the bills that just passed out of committee yesterday, my understanding, was the Nevada Jobs First Bill. Now, there's been a lot of issues raised about this bill, especially from the minority community in Las Vegas. They feel that there is not enough protection for minority businesses or minority workers. How do you resolve that, or can that be resolved?
Well, it can be. We've got actually two bills that kind of cover a place for that. I am a contractor myself, and I can tell you that minority contractors aren't going to get a lot of jobs based upon the way the bill's written right now. Even a lot of smaller contractors who really don't have the associations with the larger contractors will ever get a lot of this work. Now, yes, it'll stimulate the economy. Yes, people will go back to work. Hopefully, the people that earn that money will hire these contractors. But for the most part, they'll never really get a bite at that apple. Contractors know who perform for them when they get the job, and they bring in subcontractors that they can depend on. Now, a lot of these contractors in a lot of these big jobs can never bond for them. You have to be a huge company to get this kind of work.
Public work stuff.
But there's a lot of that work that in some remodels and stuff like that, that these people could participate. They're taxpayers. They pay property tax. They deserve at least a chance to raise their families as well as the other contractors are raising theirs.
Okay. Now, one of the things in this bill that you have to buy 25% of your materials in state, in Nevada. And Ray Bacon of the Nevada Manufacturers Association pointed out in testimony that if you have a road project down in Boulder City or Las Vegas, the only plant that manufactures cement in Nevada is Nevada Cement in Fernley. So what is the, what's the smartness of trucking all that cement down to the job site when you could get it so much cheaper bringing it in from Phoenix or Los Angeles? I know you're trying to help Nevada businesses, but the Nevada taxpayers are on the hook for this extra transportation charge.
True, and importing and exporting product to job sites to put it in is very, very expensive. I'm not exactly sure on the horizontal type building. I'm more in a vertical building, you know, as we go up and stuff like that. A lot of those products, though, are available. We have subcontractors and suppliers and people like that that have the ability to reach out throughout the nation and get that stuff shipped to Nevada and then dispersed to the job site. As far as, like I say, horizontal, I'm not sure exactly if you were in a part of Nevada that maybe Salt Lake was closer to the greater extent of the product. I can see your point.
Do you have any concerns that other states will enact laws that are similar to this that will then affect Nevada companies? Because a lot of Nevada construction companies have sought work out of state because there wasn't work in state. For example, Q&D Construction out of Reno is going to build the new major Shields plant, you know, another large sporting goods store out there in Sandy in Utah.
Well, Q&D is a fantastic company. Anybody does any work for Q&D would probably want to take them anywhere in the nation they could go, because those guys understand. Norm DeAndre is a fantastic contractor. We're in Texas. We're all over the United States right now with our contractors. You're right. But we're in areas right now where the competition seems to be fair. I don't really believe people from other states want to come to Nevada and work right now. They understand there's not enough, and the values of the contracts are going so low that by the time they pay the per diem and come into Nevada, I doubt a lot of them will come here, unless they're chasing a contractor that's a national contractor that wants them to do their work. But it's not a place that most contractors think about setting up an office right now in Nevada. But the Nevada contractors who can't go out of state need to have that work.
You know, Governor Sandoval has spoken a lot and bragged how he's has a list and he's calling businesses to see if they could come in, you know, transplant their business into Nevada. But testimony in many committees in the legislature point to experts saying that the best way to grow business in Nevada is to grow your own, help the businesses that are already here. So is this, you know, calling businesses to get them moving to Nevada, is that a kind of a political red herring that the governor is throwing out?
You know, I don't think so. I think the governor needs to do that kind of work. We need to diversify our economy. But I'll also say this, that we are a company town, a company state. Gaming seems to be our one true business. And if you think for 1 minute that gaming as a business wants to give 1 kilowatt of power away or 1 gallon that's produced away to another industry, you're wrong. Those guys want that money to continue to grow their businesses, which businesses do. If we allowed the gaming people to dictate when we diversified our economy, we'd never diversify our economy. We have to have people like the governor reaching out. We have to have other people, knowing people who can bring them into our state, or we'll just be the company city, or company state forever to gaming. We need the governor to do this.
All right, let's take a break. More with State Senator John Lee when we come back.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owe $50,000 in taxes, but listen. Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
Urgent news. If you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan. Call 1-800-604-1585.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator John Lee. Let's talk about economic development. You know, we've seen economic development in northern Nevada. It's a 20 to 30-year process, and everybody keeps talking about how this is going to happen overnight. Companies in California are going to have a real hard time moving here when their employees can't sell their homes because their homes are underwater. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's exactly what you said. If we think today that what we're doing today is going to make a difference tomorrow, it's not. We're building the economic development for the next generation. Actually, we are. We have infrastructure right now that we can't fill.
Thank you for saying that.
You know, we have other challenges that are immediate. But that said, once again, we do owe it to the next generation to prepare them to have a better state to live in. And so that's what we're doing right now.
Mayor Leroy Goodman of Fernley was on the program, and he talked about taking some of the homes that are in Fernley that are either underwater or people have abandoned, and offering companies the ability to come in and utilize that housing for their employees that can't sell their homes in California. Do you think that's viable?
I don't think it's... I see what he's saying. I don't think it's going to make a lot of sense to the community to invest in that kind of abatements and stuff like that to do that. I don't think that long-term that's going to bring anybody to Nevada.
Senator, we spoke last week, of course, after Harry Reid's speech before the legislature where he... push for the abolishment of the brothel industry in Nevada.
Legal brothels in
Nevada. You told me that you would not sponsor any anti-brothel legislation, but you would sign on to a bill if a bill was presented. Does that mean that you agree in principle with Senator Reid that the legal brothel industry in Nevada should be outlawed?
I wholeheartedly agree with what he said. I also say, as Chairman of Government Affairs, I understand that the cities and the communities have the right to choose and do what they want in their own communities. I don't think they need somebody from Carson City telling them how to handle their economic situations in our communities. But that said, I'd like to go on record and say that the advertising campaign at What Happens in Nevada or Las Vegas Stays in Las Vegas has just been a national campaign to say, come to Las Vegas and do everything in our community that you can't do in your own community. Our people here kind of keep a blind eye to it, and we just want your money. We don't care what you do while you're here. It doesn't send the message that throughout the state that we have a very moral state here. We have a lot of we expect our girls to be virtuous and hold chastity and to continue to have strong families and high morals in this state. And that just seems to get left out of the equation of what Nevada really is. What happens on that strip is not what happens throughout the rest of Las Vegas. I can promise you that. And I wish that advertising campaign would never have started.
Well, okay. And you clear that up at the last points. And I've known for 40 years that there is a difference between what happens in the Las Vegas Strip and in the hotel casino industry and the basic tenets of the people of Las Vegas. Las Vegas is a real community. People do go to churches. They do go and take care of their kids at school. I mean, it's not an abandonment situation. But the reality is that not only do tourists indulge in the pleasures on the Strip, a lot of locals do as well. And, as far as prostitution goes, illegal prostitution in these escort services in Las Vegas is rampant. I think Mayor Goodman is absolutely right that he would like to see prostitution legalized in Clark County. District Attorney Dick Gamble, who's going to be on this program in another couple of minutes, has also said on this program that under the right circumstances, he would like to see prostitution legalized in Washoe County as well. Why not legalize something that you can put into a safe environment? Prostitution is not going away. And what you have now is in legal brothels, you have a safe situation, a clean situation for both the women and also for the customers. In Las Vegas, it's whatever.
You say in a safe situation and a location. At one time, we had a street called Industrial. We had all those so-called gentlemen's clubs. The casino industry looked at that and said, how can we increase our revenues? Now you go to these large casinos, they have moved those clubs into their casinos. So if you tell me that you're going to be able to take prostitution and leave it in one certain area of town, I can tell you
casinos. I have great respect for you, but I do disagree with you.
Okay.
Gentlemen's club, what casino is operating?
They have
a topless gentlemen's club. They have nightclubs. And they have the swimming pool clubs, but they don't have the same kind of entertainment that the casino industry would probably love to have that because they're losing millions and millions of dollars in revenue.
I beg to differ with you, Sam. I believe there's nothing happening at those locations on the Strip that don't happen on Industrial. And so I'm here to tell you, and as they
continue... Have you seen this yourself?
I don't go there, but I can tell you, as we continue to see the evolution of Vegas, this will be there. It won't be on the outskirts of town anymore. And then prostitution will be out here 90 miles, pretty soon it'll be 40 miles, pretty soon it'll be 30 miles, pretty soon it'll be right outside your hotel door.
But do you not agree that even if you outlaw legal prostitution, that prostitution will continue to be rampant in Las Vegas and across the state?
Okay, and you've just admitted it's there, and so I don't want to legalize it in Nevada. I don't know for sure, and that's why I don't get into the other 16 or 14 counties or whatever have it into their business. I don't know how their business is out in their local areas because I've never been there. But I can tell you, in Las Vegas, before we got done with this issue, we would be a completely different kind of venue.
And
our casinos would destroy our convention business because of this other activity.
Well, and I don't disagree with you if that would occur. And that's why I think the Gaming Control Board has certainly been sending strong messages with the recent finding of the Hard Rock Hotel that they feel the same way. It is always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir, even when I disagree with you. We look forward to you coming back soon. Thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
I think someone at my friend's school has this thing called autism. My friend's brother's son has autism. My neighbor's son has autism. My son has autism.
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0096 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, they're all fired up already. Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, Jill Derby, former chair of the Nevada State Democratic Party, and Chris Wicker, spokesman for the Washoe County Democrats. Pleasure to have you all here. And yesterday, Governor Sandoval came out with a proposal for reforms for schools and the retirement system. He said, according to Ben Spillman of the RJ, he unveiled proposals for major reform to the state's public school system and a plan to create a new retirement system for state employees. The education reforms included a proposed constitutional amendment to offer private school vouchers and a system to grade schools based on student performance. The retirement proposal would cut the amount of money set aside for incoming state workers. Ms. Derby, former regent, your thoughts?
Well, I just feel so strongly about education in Nevada, and I'm encouraged that so many people feel like raise revenue before you really gut our schools, and that's really what's at stake here. I mean, the conversation around higher education right now and the idea of closing campuses when we still aren't meeting all the needs that are out there for more students that are trying to come in and upgrade their skills. And for anybody who's talking about economic development and diversification in Nevada in the same breath to support those kinds of cuts, they're delusional. It just, you can't do that. I mean, education is the future, and we've got to figure it out in such a way. Now, I also want to say that there's some wonderful reform efforts that are already going on that have come up that the schools are doing themselves, and certainly the colleges and universities are working on that. Some good stuff is happening, but the whole funding issue is very serious right now.
Chris, your thoughts?
I agree mostly with what Jill said, and I think that if we truly want economic development in this state, we're going to have a strong education system, and I don't think you do that by basically gutting the universities. And we already see that significant professors are leaving the university that with their research dollars, and others are certainly considering it. I think there's areas in this state that can provide additional revenues to the state, and I think that Governor Sandoval failed us in the respect that his administration did not even look at where perhaps revenue could be raised for education without damaging the economy.
Both Governor Sandoval and your guy, Rory Reid, both campaigned on no new taxes.
Well, I think I think Rory Reid was wrong about that. I think that...
You didn't mention that during the campaign, as
well,
I recall.
Of course not. But I think that you have to look at the revenue side, and maybe you'll find out that any kind of revenue that's possible will hurt the economy, and we don't want that. But to not even look is failing the people of Nevada.
Dick?
Well, I've learned something in Carson City. There's two new nasty words down there, tax reform. And until we can set up a revenue system in this state that's not 200 years old, we're not going to be able to meet these kinds of challenges. Absolutely, education doesn't need to be gutted. But the problem is the money isn't there. It's just as simple as that. The state thinks they're going to turn on to the counties and get the money out of them. The counties don't have the money. The counties are scrambling now, most of them. I found out there are a couple of counties that are heavy into mining that are doing okay, but most of the counties are hurting real bad, and it can't come that way. And until we get a decent base in this state of where you have revenues that are predictable and solid and you know they're going to be there, we're going to keep doing this.
What state has that?
What, a good revenue base?
Mm-hmm.
Since we're rated number 50, they're better than we are. Is anybody really solid right now? Not that I know of. I'll have to agree with that. Wyoming's probably one of the better ones. Utah's one of the better ones. There are Idaho's doing fairly well. Compared to us, they're all doing magnificent. Nothing's perfect, and we can't get perfection, but we sure need to get out of the 1900s.
Well, on tax reform, first off, there's really no appetite down in Carson City to deal with that. The Moody study that was going to be a precursor to tax reform was never completed. And, Jill, as far as higher education, I think you're on the Titanic. because there are not enough votes to override Governor Sandoval's no new taxes veto. And without new revenue, I think that, you know, we're going to see people not get into college. It's going to hurt minorities and poor kids getting into college. Good professors are going to leave. We're going to see we're going to see buildings close and even perhaps campuses close. So I think higher ed is entering a dark, dark time.
You know, we call it a death spiral in higher ed. And really, it's a death spiral for Nevada,
right,
which needs the economic growth. And if we got higher education, and some of the proposals on the table would do that, then it's a death spiral for us. But let me just say that. You started at the beginning by saying there aren't enough votes to override a veto. There aren't now, but people are finding out, are listening to what the proposals are: closing colleges, limiting, raising tuition by enormous amounts, and so forth. People are starting to step forward. So let's see. I mean, this is the way the process works.
I count the votes every day, and especially when you have an incoming governor and you have those Republicans, they're going to need help from Governor Sandoval to get reelected. And if you go against him on no new taxes, he's not going to be at your rally for election, and I think that is a key thing.
You know, some of those that vote for reasonable revenue raises may not need the governor at the rally.
See, we're doing the same thing again, though, that we've done all along, is we're playing a single note tune in this state. Education and nobody else. Everything else drops. It can't work that way, or we're going to fail totally. Education is important, so is public safety, and so are other areas that need to be finance the best we can do. And I know I keep beating my drum on tax reform and getting that set up where we got decent revenue, but isn't going to happen.
We need tax reform, but it's not going to happen this
and
session.
On retirement, I want to mention one thing. Since we're so busy bashing government employees for retirement, the state made a decision several years ago not to go with Social Security, so state employees do not get Social Security when they retire. So that's why the retirement system seems jacked up, is because it's making up for that Social Security shortfall.
And that's where we have to leave it. A spirited discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
They're strong, they're precise, they're remarkable. They use the most advanced technology to destroy complex tumors in just minutes a day. They stop deadly heart attacks before they can do serious damage. They perform life-saving surgeries and have patients back on their feet in no time. They're always working, beating the odds and changing lives. They're the expert hands you'll find at Renown, and they make the remarkable happen every single day. Learn more at remarkablerecoveries.renown.org.
For authentic and exotic Asian groceries, shop the Manila Hong Kong store. Browse a variety of hard-to-get imported foods from Asia and the Pacific Islands. You'll find aisles of jasmine brown and sushi rice products, Chinese teas, all fresh fish and produce direct from San Francisco's Chinatown. Enjoy homemade oriental dishes right in our kitchen. Plus, we handle Balik Bayan boxes for the Philippines, travel tickets to Asia, money transfers, and more. The Manila Hong Kong store on Audi Boulevard next to Savers.
Are you under 30 and looking for a way to lower your insurance payments? Do you hate waiting for your birthday each year for your insurance premium to drop? At Auto Insurance America, if you're under 30, your monthly premium may drop every month as you get another month older. It's like having a birthday every month. If you're under 30, call a number below, click autoinsuranceamerica.com, or stop by a local office to see how much you can save every month.
Auto Insurance America. It's insurance for the rest of us.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. Tomorrow's guest is Cam Fehrenbach. He's the president of the Nevada Bar Association.
We'll see you then.